Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I bought it very early on. It was my very first, I guess I wouldn't call it a high-powered radio, but everything before that radio was just Baofengs. I got it back in late 18, maybe early 19, and I bought it used for like $100, $150, $160, something like that. And it was good to me until it wasn't. So I don't necessarily see an issue, but it's definitely not a feature-rich radio. I pulled it up into Chirp and opened up the options. There is almost nothing in that radio. Although front face panel, it's got cross-band repeat. It's got AM receive capabilities and a bunch of stuff there, but in the settings menu, there's almost nothing. Back over to you, Jim.